You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Tuesday is what I was trying to say. Hope you're having a good day wherever the hell you are. You know, I'm a little bit pissed. I read this headline that veterans in California and Massachusetts and blah, 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 in essentially long-term care facilities, right, veterans' homes, if you will, are being neglected, and VSOs are not going to step in. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of the VSOs, right? These organizations that are part of the system, okay? Anytime you see a veterans' issue, and you see a hearing on TV, those guys have got their piss cutters on, they've got their jackets on, they got their lapel pins. If they're not doing oversight on a regular basis, what the fuck do we have them for? I mean, in my opinion, they're part of the complex. You fight them as much as you fight, and they say they're your advocate. Well, then why is this shit continually surprising people? So, you know, you see that headline and your brow kind of wrinkles, or at least mine does, and you think, well, what the hell, man? Why is that even going on? Why isn't it caught? Why aren't there people that go there on a monthly basis? Hey, Larry, swing by the veterans home and so we can check that off the list this month of things that we've checked out. No problem, Merle. I'm on it. You know me. Yeah. I mean, it would seem like VSO 101. So, that's, for whatever reason, that story, it's like, so why does this shit continually keep happening? And what is the role of the VSO, if not to supervise the VA? Oh, are they in bed with them? Well, Mac, we don't want to go there, blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, God. And the shit, I'll get to the story in a little bit, but anyway, good Thanksgiving morning to you. I gotta be succinct, okay? So, because we got the chef coming on at the bottom of the hour, Thanksgiving in 48 hours and counting, and if you eat at noon, right, you got about 48 and 5, you got about 53 hours. You got plenty of time, so don't worry about it. But the chef is going to come on today at the bottom of the hour. Nielsen, then at the top of the hour, and then my boy Luke Weichel, spelled Wilkie. Yeah, go figure, man. They must be from a Eastern European country. So, because that's how they do stuff in European countries. A lot of consonants. You say, how do you say that? What? Lewit? Lecarotid? Da da da. No. It's Elmer Ford.
What?
How do you get that out of that? Don't worry about it. Comes from a different place. Got it. You know, everybody makes fun of what happened in Ellis Island, right? You had those people standing there, you know, or sitting there in those tall stools, right, with a kind of a podium, and they wrote your name for you. What's your name? Right? Smeldoin Cheblesko Koniski. Oh, Sabo. Got it. Welcome to America. S-A-B-O-T. Is that how you spell it in English? Yeah. Sabo. Here you go. Yeah. And then they became the Sabos. Yeah. When Chris Sabo played the major league. Even supported even more. S-A-B-O. Trust me, that wasn't his name in the old country. But, yeah. Anyway. So, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thanksgiving week. One of the coolest weeks in the year. Celebrate just hanging out with your friends. So, just a reminder, if you are hosting, make sure that that anybody that you might know, that especially veterans that might not have anywhere to go, reach out to them and say, hey, man, you want to join us for Thanksgiving? So do that, and make sure that everybody's got a place to go. That's one of the cooler parts of Thanksgiving, is bringing other people into your tradition and spreading the love. So make sure you do that. Yeah, and then the gunner will join us today. So, chock full of nuts. Yeah, there was a commercial that used to say that. So, good morning to you. Yeah, I'm like, at what point do we begin to point the finger at the VSOs and say, those are the Veteran Service Organization, and say, hey, what are you guys fucking doing? Aren't you supposed to be an overwatch of all this shit? Do you have people that not stick their head in? And look, you're talking about a fixed site facilities, those homes. Somebody roll by there once a month and see what it looks like, and give them a grade, sound the alarm if need be? No, it takes for, you know, the LA Times and the Boston Herald to do a big story, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Our VSOs, how it makes sense, I'm still waiting for somebody to explain why it makes sense for me to go get my hemorrhoids checked by the VA. And then to go see four different therapists over the course of 5 months when they tell me to come down there. That doesn't make sense to me. Shit can the hemorrhoids and bear down on the therapist, okay? So, with that said this morning, good morning. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're doing good out there. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you. And this is dedicated to all the turkeys out there who gave their life for another Thanksgiving. So, I don't know, do we eat boy turkeys or girl turkeys? I don't really know. So, to them, has Trump pardoned the national turkey? Is he into pardons like that? I don't know. He'll probably have it whacked. But this is dedicated to all the turkeys who have given their lives for Thanksgiving this year.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Brain Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
You know what? That's motivating to me on a daily basis. When you hear guys like Sergeant Major Canley and Sergeant Jack Riley, that's your tribe. That's them speaking in your language. Well, Riley speaks Alabamese. Well, goodness, Mike. But you know what? I mean, everybody needs motivation, okay? You need it. Commandant needs it. Everybody needs motivation. And that's why that thing evolves all the time, right? Changes a little bit. So, every morning, I love listening to that. Yeah, it motivates me. Hey, do something good today, McNamara. Get off your dead ass and do something. And I think we all fight that, so. Another reason to listen. That's right. All right, we'll check the weather here. 7:19 here on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving. The currently cloudy, partly cloudy, and 53 in Quantico. At Camp Lejeune, it is cloudy and 59. Granbury, Texas, sunny and 46. 29 Palms, cloudy and 50. Pendleton, clear and 40. Yeah, it was cold last night, man. What the hell? And the insulation in homes on the West Coast sucks. Yeah, the insulation in my house sucks. You're in like skull duff laid by every blanket in the place. 40 degrees. I know. I'm telling you, 40 equals 20. 40 degrees in California equals 20 in North Dakota. I don't know why. I'm just telling you. Okay. Cloudy, dark, and 71 in Okinawa in Ramadi, Iraq, in the Al-Anbar province. It is clear, dark, and 64 in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, another garden spot, don't you know? They say, don't you know, up in the Midwest. They say, don't you know, and they say, you betcha. I swear to God, right out of a movie. Mm-hmm. Could I get some more ice in my... in my Pepsi? You betcha. I wanted to reach out and give that lady a big hug. Oh, thank you. Made me feel so good this morning. Yeah, the Norskis, man. It is dark, partly cloudy in 62 in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, and at the home of Allmarine Radio, the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, Southern California. It is 52 degrees, headed to 70. Yeah, cloudy skies later on tonight. Rain has been in the forecast for tomorrow night. And if you've been following the fire situation out here in California, how could the fires not be anybody's fault? Right? It'd be like you don't pass appropriate hurricane laws in the Gulf Coast, and you get smoked, or you don't have the appropriate emergency action procedures for tornadoes in Midwest. And so I don't know. We'll see. The governor of the state, in my humble opinion, Governor Moonbeam, he's getting a pass right now. So we'll see. As the death toll mounts, again, 1,000 people missing. Stunning numbers. And again, I've lived in the state my whole life, never seen anything like it. Why all of a sudden are more people in California dying with fire as a result when you can't get away from mass communication? Why is that? Why? All right. Oh, should we do headlines right now? Yeah, we could do news headlines right now. We'll do Marine Corps headlines. And then I'll do those for about 7 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll get the chef on, and we'll do our chef thing. And then after that, we'll go ahead and do the top five in early bird, and then Bob Nielsen's going to join us. So we'll do that. So anyway, in a story that is head shaking, woman in alleged homeless Marine veteran scam duped by her boyfriend, says her attorney. Yeah, that's $400,000 GoFundMe. Yeah, I ain't going down like this. A woman charged with scamming GoFundMe. I don't know if you've seen this, but GoFundMe said, well, we're going to reimburse everybody who donated, which gives you some idea of the deep pockets that GoFundMe has. They started that little franchise and enterprise, and they take, what do they take, like 1% of everything or something like that? Yeah, they take their little fee, right, for just being a middleman, providing the structure. And so they refund $400,000. Things at GoFundMe are pretty good. Woman charged with scamming GoFundMe donors out of more than $400,000 for the fake story about a homeless veteran was duped by her former boyfriend and genuinely thought she was helping the man, her attorney said on Monday. James Girl told ABC's Good Morning America that Mark D'Amico was calling the shots in the alleged... Come on. People have to understand that this was an abusive relationship. Mr. D'Amico was the one behind this, and he was the one calling all the shots. She didn't understand or appreciate that this may very well be a crime. All right. If you believe that, I've got some coastal property in Iowa that I want to sell you. All right. New report from Afghanistan. Enemy attacks decreased in Afghanistan, but airstrikes, deaths rise as urban centers remain vulnerable. Yeah, it's interesting. Pakistan in Qatar, supposedly there's some kind of discussions going on between representatives of the Taliban and the United States and Afghanistan. But what you see is the Taliban balling up on occasion. And then overrunning an outpost. I don't get how we, as the guys who are supporting that, cannot get air support to them in time for them not to be overrun. It's also an opportunity to kill Taliban. So we're missing... two opportunities. One is to save good guys, and the second is to kill bad guys. So I don't rightly understand that. Is it their command and control isn't good enough yet, and so they're getting overrun rather quickly before air can get there? I'm not exactly sure. Next headline, Trump shifts blame for Osama bin Laden's escape from McRaven to Bill Clinton. You know what, again, I said this yesterday, when you want to... when you as a military figure want to jump into the political arena, you lose the armor of protection of being a retired military person. So if you want to have political opinions, you're going to get the blowtorch. And you shouldn't hide behind, you know, you shouldn't wrap yourself in the flag and say, he can't say that to me. I'm a retired general. No, if you want to go there and get in the political landscape, then you're going to get what you get. Biggest story of the DOD is amid hits that border deployments may be cut short, troops still on track to be home by Christmas. So there you have it. All right. That's a few headlines. Nothing real earth-shattering coming out of Marineland this morning, or at least that section of Marineland. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get the chef on. We'll do a little bit of turkey talk, and then we'll do the early bird, get to the top of the hour, do Bob Nielsen, see what he's doing for Thanksgiving, get his thoughts on Thanksgiving. Luke Weichel. That's right, our guy Luke. Going to get married pretty soon. So don't touch that dial. More of Allmaring Radio. Thanksgiving edition coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on Allmaring Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on Allmaring Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at AllMarineRadio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Colleen came by yesterday after water polo practice with her mom and her older sister. I said, oh, you got in the pool today? She said, oh. She said, no, I didn't. I said, oh, your hair must just be greasy then. She didn't like it, but her mom and her sister thought it was funny. Dad?
She didn't like it.
Yeah, like, hello, shiny? Not, no bueno. All right, joining me is Y'all Marine Radio Head Chef as we lead up to Thanksgiving. So let's go down the list of things we ought to be doing today. So if you followed the program yesterday, you know that the turkey was thawing and the side dishes, were being made. So we're now on Tuesday. What's on the agenda for today?
The most important thing today is brining the turkey. That's a must today.
Okay. So we're gonna brine today. Starting the brine today. Coming out tomorrow. Yeah. Now let me ask you this: if you don't eat till Thursday evening, is it how much time between you yank it out of the brine and you get it ready and you stick it in the oven? Does there need to be any amount of time between those two things?
Well, you need to pat it dry. You need to stuff the bird if you're stuffing the bird. If you don't stuff the bird, you need to put your apple, orange, onion, celery, carrot inside, or with cloves. Then you need the olive oil and salt and pepper, or if you're putting like a compound butter underneath the skin, you need to do that.
Well, okay, but I guess my question is, does the turkey need to dry out for any length of time before you do that?
No, you just need to pat it dry.
Okay.
After you put it out of the brine, you wash it off, and you pat it bone dry, and make sure that there's no water in the bird.
Okay. All right. So, are we a day too early for the brining? So, if I eat, no.
No. If you brine Tuesday to Wednesday, if you want. You can put the brine off till Wednesday.
If you eat late, right?
If you're eating late, like, after 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, but if you eat early, you're going to give yourself a little bit of time crunch, right? If the bird's got to...
Yeah, it's best to brine the turkey today and take it out tomorrow. Now, if you want to brine the turkey today, you're not eating till late Wednesday or Thursday. You can keep it in the brine for until that evening, until Wednesday evening, and then pull it out of the brine, rinse it, pat it dry, and then you don't stuff the bird until the day you're going to put it in the oven.
Got it.
But if you want to put a seasoning blend under the skin whatever you're going to put in the cavity except for the dressing, if you're not, like apples, I'd wait until Thursday to do that.
Got it.
And then just put it in the fridge. Now, the day that you cook the bird, you have to have the bird
pulled out and sitting on the counter at for at least an hour before you put it in the oven to take the chill out of the bird and let it get to room temperature. And the same with the stuffing. You know, you want to break that stuffing.
Hold on. You're confusing us. You're all over the place. So relative to brining, if you're eating early, the bird ought to go in today to give yourself enough time to brine the thing. It can go in this evening. You can take it out tomorrow evening, and that way you've got it all worked on. You stuff it in the morning, and it goes in the oven. So in terms of timeline, brining, if you eat early, do it today. If you eat late, you can do it tomorrow. Now, in terms of stuffing, what are we doing relative to stuffing?
Well, we sent you the recipe of my grandmother's stuffing that I've used for as long as I can remember. If that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about your grandmother's recipe. We're talking about preparing the bread.
Well, the bread should have been torn yesterday and sat on the counter to get stale. Because you are going, when you're making your dressing, you're going to pour hot liquid and stuff like that in it. So it can be sitting, the bread can be done yesterday. The very latest today, you buy it, you tear it up, sit it in a bowl on the counter, and then toss it every once in a while and let it sit out overnight. And then you make your dressing tomorrow on Wednesday to stuff the bird on Thursday.
Got it. All right. So if you haven't done your bread preparation, then and do that today. And remember, everybody, this is just all in mind. So that cooking day, Thanksgiving Day, you get a chance to visit with everybody too. The all right. What else are we doing now? Just a reminder that the side dishes can be done anytime, Kim. Right? Give the advertisement about side dishes.
Yeah. You can do the side dishes yesterday, today, tomorrow. You want to get as much done. The cranberry relish, if you make your own, then you make that. You could make that this past Monday, yesterday, or the day Sunday. We made our relish last weekend, our cranberry relish. But that's up to you. But that's very easy to make, and it holds for a couple of weeks in the fridge. So it's not a big deal to make it ahead.
Got it. All right, anything else we need out of you? So we got the reminder to if you haven't started side dishes, do those. Get your bread out and get that prepared. And the turkey, if you eat early, the turkey's in the brine. If you eat late, then you can go ahead and start the brine tomorrow. Anything else we're leaving out in terms of prep to make sure everybody stays on course?
Well, if you want to make sure your potatoes are ready to peel, have been washed and cleaned. If you peel your potatoes today, you throw them, you dice them, cube them up in big cubes, and throw them in cold water. And then tomorrow you drain the water and refill it up. So what you're doing is you're extracting the extra starch out of the potatoes, and you're keeping them fresh.
Nice.
Otherwise they will turn brown on you. You don't let them sit in the water for more than 24 hours.
Got it. And if you're going to, then you got to change the water. All right.
Yes, sir. All right.
What do you got going today? Anything exciting?
I've got a haircut at noon.
Nice.
I've got some errands to run for the boss.
All right.
And everything's ready to go.
All right. There you have it, the All Marine Radio Head Chef. Well, Happy Thanksgiving there, big man. We'll check in with you tomorrow as we stay on course.
Okay, well, see you tomorrow at 9:30, everybody. If you have any questions, have them ready for tomorrow. Send them in to Mac today, and we'll get to them first thing 9:30 Wednesday morning before the big day. It's crunch time tomorrow because we want to have some adult beverages on Thanksgiving, folks. And we want to be able to relax and chat with our family and friends. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying, all right? The chef has departed, too. All right, chef. Yeah. Good luck with that haircut. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The one and only All-Marine Radio head chef. Yeah, the chef is like a number one, and he probably spends at least 120 seconds in that barber chair. He's not in there for long. And he's done. All right, we'll take the early bird this morning. Yeah, I'm irritated with the, I don't understand. Like, if I'm running the American Legion in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, after we get these complaints, you know, do we have anybody down there? Do we have a rep that goes down there? Do we have an office down there? Top five stories in early bird. Number one from the Washington Post. White House discusses possible Trump visit to troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Normally, this stuff doesn't get discussed before he goes, for obvious reasons. Not sure why the Washington Post would be talking about this. But anyway, President Trump has begun telling advisors that he may visit troops in combat zone for the first time in his presidency. And so, I don't know. You just normally don't see that. Number two, troops sent to the border could start pulling back before Christmas. Story was prominent in the news yesterday. Number three, NCIS documents cast doubt on Navy SEAL's guilt in slaying of Islamic fighter. And this is the Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher, who's in the brig at Miramar. Two high-ranking Iraqi military leaders with close ties to the SEALs cast doubt on the case military prosecutors have formed against Special Operations Chief Eddie Gallagher. Their transcribed interviews contradict nearly every aspect of the federal case against Gallagher, 39, who faced up to 18 criminal counts, including premeditated murder for allegedly stabbing to death a badly wounded Islamic State detainee near the Iraqi city of Mosul on May 3, 2017. A report prepared by NCIS on October 22, 5 weeks after Gallagher was arrested by federal agents and incarcerated in the Naval Consolidated Brig at Miramar, San Diego, includes an interview in Baghdad with Iraqi Emergency Response Division Commander Major General Abbas al-Jubori and his aide Colonel Isaac Kadim. The ERD is the Iraqi Minister of Defense's elite special forces unit. Both men worked closely with Gallagher's SEAL platoon during anti-Islamic State clearing operations in northern Iraq in 2017. Chief Ed, this is a translated version of it. Chief Ed was long in the service, very experienced, said al-Jubori. He was hard on them and responsible for them. They were very young and inexperienced. Chief Ed is experienced in war from lots of time in Afghanistan and Iraq. He is very good. Chief Ed was very good with all weapon systems, especially the anti-tank rocket. He is the best chief. They were very strict with his men, Al-Jabariyat. He was an asshole to them. I've never heard an Iraqi say that. Like I am an asshole to my men. Because you have to be as a leader. He was very aggressive and hard on them, never wanting to stop working or take a break. Chief Ed never wanted to stop, and he worked all the time. So, again, I'm just going to tell you my experience with statements made by Iraqis. And I talked to one of our intel guys about this. It's kind of interesting. And I can't remember the statement I saw. But it was essentially, look, this is such nonsense. Why would they say it? And they said, well, you have to understand that they want to tell you what they think you want to hear. I said, what? So, I don't know. Again, so who do you believe? Sworn statements from Americans or sworn statements from somebody else? I guess that'll be up to a court-martial to decide. That's number three story I would tell you, I mean, this is just me, were I on that court-martial, I would not put nearly the credence. I would not say that those statements, right, would get the same weight from me were I weighing the evidence. And I've already talked about this, but Trump shifts blame from Osama bin Laden's escape from McRaven to Bill Clinton. So I'm sure somebody like, you know, I don't know. All I know this is when you want to get in the arena, if you want to talk about defense stuff and stay in your lane, then you're historically you're off limits. You want to take the president to task about whatever, you want to join the political realm, then you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Number five. Stand by. U.S. military targets growing Russian and Chinese influence in Latin America. Air Force Chief of Staff pushes back during a visit to Colombia. U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein, returning from a trip to Colombia, said over the weekend that the Trump administration is making a push to strengthen alliances across Latin America as part of its effort to counter rising Chinese and Russian influence in America's backyard. In an interview with Foreign Policy, Goldfein said Colombia and other Latin American countries risk being locked out of U.S. and allied operations if they stopped buying military hardware from the United States and turned to other markets instead. You know, I'll just say this, right? China, Russia wants to give us all this, and the United States is that. You know, when you choose, you're going to choose. And we're not going to play both ends against the middle here. So, I mean, everybody's going to have to learn. Everybody's going to have to make choices, you know. And I think, as General Dunford articulated, you know, in Halifax, you know, we're the good guys. We don't need to apologize to anybody, you know. And if people can't figure it out, trust me, they will over the long run. No doubt in my mind. They will over the long run. And so, So you can present them with, you know, the sex, just like Google. You want to get in bed with the Chinese? Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Keep your hand on your wallet. Because the game that gets played in China is a one-way game. So, I think it's pathetic in terms of, you know, selling your soul to the devil. Selling the soul of your nation to the devil, you know, but the whole, you know, Belt and Road thing is illustrative. Those aren't grants, right? They are foreclosing on those loans. When you default on your highway loan, they own the highway. So stand by for them to create a toll or whatever else they deem necessary to collect their money, right? happened in Sri Lanka relative to the port. And when they say they're going to build it, they're not going to use your labor. They're bringing their labor to build it. Yeah, it's kind of icky. So, anyway, sexy new girl on the block, you know, she wants to dance with me, blah, 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 blah. Overseas operations, Pentagon. That's not what I wanted. Let me just find the article that I want. VA, hold on, Veteran Homes, Massachusetts, California. Story appeared in USA Today yesterday. Okay. Headline, nothing short of horrifying, veterans groups demand fixes. At veterans home. At VA nursing home. Let me see if this audio plays or if you have to experience a commercial or seven. Oh, imagine that, a commercial. Don Ruck's family thought around-the-clock care would help him recuperate, but he ended up in intensive care in septic shock, suffering from severe malnutrition, bed sores on his pelvis and back, a burn on his right thigh, and a trauma wound. How about that crap? So, here's a little audio from courtesy of USA Today. Maybe. USA Today and the Boston Globe obtained internal records that show VA nursing home care was worse than private nursing home on key measures. This is the story of one veteran's experience.
I was drafted into the Army. I took my training at Fort Lewis, Washington for my basic training, advanced infantry training, and in the next 4 months I was off to the Mekong Delta in South Vietnam, which is literally the swamp of the country. Now that they promise you that they're going to take care of you, that promise is, I'd rather have a roll of toilet paper and all the promises that you could write on that.
Don deteriorated rapidly while in the VA's care. Within months, he was transferred to an intensive care at a private hospital. He was suffering from severe malnutrition, septic shock from a significant infection, bed sores on his back and pelvis, and a trauma wound to his leg. Trauma wound? What? Who are the people that, and why aren't they being charged? Right? It's not like this is the first time we've seen this shit.
A wound that you would get in the field, in the infantry in Vietnam, not what you're expecting to have happen to you while you're in the care of medical professionals that are supposed to be looking out for my best interest and maybe not trying to cover up what was obvious as a very serious stage 4 wound that once it gets to the bone, if the bone gets infected, you die.
The VA said in a statement that Don has a complex medical history and his records did not show any delayed diagnosis or treatment. The agency did not elaborate beyond that.
I was in a mess right then, and I felt like, boy, you know, if I had that cyanide pill, you know, I just thought, you know, this ain't worth it. This isn't worth it. I can't fight this stuff every place that we go, it just seems to get worse and worse and worse.
Don's family fought for months and finally got him transferred to a private nursing home paid for by the VA.
It's been a long road. It's been a long road. And I would describe it as just constant fighting for Don to get the care that he deserves.
So where are the VSOs in all of that? You know, and at some point, like, shouldn't the VSOs be in some kind of oversight position? Is it wrong for me to blame them? So here's the story. Six veterans groups are calling on the Department of Veterans Affairs to improve the quality of care. How many stories like this does there have to be until these VSOs who take in all these millions of dollars from veterans across the country exercise some form of oversight?
Oh, that's not our job.
What is your job? This shit pisses me off. Right? The groups together represent nearly 5 million members, and veterans who risk their life for our country shouldn't have to risk their lives in a VA nursing home. Well, no shit. Stories, I'll post a link in the story. And, I mean, it's awful. And they have a map, right? They have a map. The Department of Veterans Affairs released previously secret quality ratings for its nursing homes after receiving inquiries from USA Today and the Boston Globe. Here's how VA nursing home quality stacked up as of June 30th on a 1 to 5 star scale, with 1 being the worst. All right, 1 is in red, and they dot the landscape of the entire country. Everywhere I look, Texas, California, New Mexico, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota's got 3 of them, Minnesota's got 2 of them, Washington's got 1. And then if you count the ones that are the worst, which are red, and the ones that are orange, I would tell you by far the majority of facilities are either rated the worst or the second to the worst. Yeah. And so where are the VSOs in all this? All right. I should stop. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. All right. Yeah, let's just be indignant. We'll continue that little charade. We'll be indignant and we'll act like this is such a shock to us. Oh, never saw this coming. How many fucking stories have to be written about veterans in these kind of circumstances does it take for the veteran service organizations who take in millions of dollars every year to get off their dead asses and have somebody walk through there on a monthly basis to find out if there's issues? Evidently, more than we got going now. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.